laborers together with God in the church, September 13. We are to be zealous in our labors. I am verily a man which was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day, Acts 22:3. As a people, we are not deficient in talent. There are men and women among us whose labors God would accept if they would offer them to Him. But there are so very few who have the spirit of sacrifice. Some will hand out readily of their means and feel that when they have done this, there is nothing more required of them. They make no special sacrifice in thus doing. Money is good as far as it goes, but unless accompanied by personal effort, will go but a little way toward converting souls to the truth. Not only does God call for your money, but He calls for you. While you have given of your means, you have selfishly withheld yourselves. One earnest worker in the vineyard is worth more than a million of money without men to do the work. This giving of yourselves will be a sacrifice if you have a correct estimate of the work and realize its claims. Many are not sufficiently aroused to their duty to do the work they might do if they would, and that they do not do because they have not the spirit of sacrifice. God will hold such accountable for the souls of their fellow men. They might have done a good work in union with Christ, and they will be called to render an account for the good to souls they could have done and did not. The night soon cometh in which no man can work. Satan is earnest, zealous, and persevering in his work. If he fails to accomplish his purpose the first time, he tries again. He will try other plans and work with great perseverance to bring in various temptations to ensnare souls. He never becomes so discouraged as to let souls entirely alone. If the zeal and perseverance of Christ's followers in their efforts to save souls were equal to Satan's efforts to deceive them to their eternal loss, we should see hundreds embracing the truth where we now see one.